Okay, here's the deal. Like many people out there, I found a lot of charm in Napoleon Dynamite. So when the director came out with his new film, Nacho Libre, I was excited. Now, what made Napoleon Dynamite work so well was that it had tapped into our own memories of high school and the weird and sometimes lovable kids we knew. The same flavor is attempted with Nacho Libre, but unless you were raised in a Mexican monastery and spent your nights as a masked wrestler, there's not much to relate to. So what you're left with is dull characters, Jack Black doing a forced cheesy accent, and a vacuous storyline. Personally, I was bored with it. It's the first time I dozed off in a movie since Elizabethtown. Nacho Libre gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.